Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Lift, lift, let them step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Did it!
Welcome back to another episode of The Christian Experience. I am your host, JD, and always with me, Mr. J. is going to say what's up to the people.
No doubt, sir. I'm definitely in the building. What's happening, people? What's going on?
No doubt. All right, and you already know the time, man. Y'all know what time it is, so please, unless you're driving by your heads, Father, we come to you today, Lord, just saying thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to do your work, God. We ask that you bless each listener, Lord. Bless the show. We invite your presence, God. And just ask, Lord God, that you humbly help us to enjoy this show, God, be edified at the same time. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, I feel good, man. I feel good. I feel good. It's been a cool week. Yeah, not too overwhelming, blah, 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 you know what it is. But it's been cool, though. I feel good. I wanted to mention something, and it's slipping my mind right now. Matt.
Slip your mind.
You know,
what you want to say? Now, that's all about Harlem Nights, people. They don't know. Everybody watch Harlem Nights. Sorry, me and Jay have got a little inside thing going on. But anyway, go ahead.
You always catch me off guard with it.
Go ahead and tell me.
Just what you got to tell me. You just screwed up. You just messed up my whole thing.
Sorry. My man. I just want to shut the door. I was sorry. I couldn't resist that one. Go ahead. What did you have to say, man?
Oh, man. You got me. But all in all, I feel good, man. What's going on over there? How they treat you?
I'm chilling, man. You know how it is, man. You know, trying to survive through this rain and crazy weather. You know.
That's what I was going to mention. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's what it was. It was the weather. Thank you, sir. Yo.
All right.
The weather, yo, is raining out here. It rained all day yesterday, and then today. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I gotta apologize to everybody in the area. Because I know I think it was yesterday I said something about snow. Like I was like, okay. I'm good for one more snowfall. Like, oh
man, you bugging. <love it. laughs>
And yo, I mean, dang, if it did not snow today, son. Yo, it literally just like slipped in there because the weatherman last I checked, weatherman was like, you know, this weekend's weather, it's going to be, you know, raining all day Saturday and then, you know, and into part of Sunday and then it's supposed to clear up and just, well, it's supposed to just be cloudy or whatever.
Okay.
And please, it rained all day Saturday, until I opened my mouth and then Sunday hits and the rain turns into sleet and starts turning into snow. My bad.
Wow. So see, DMV, it's JS Dunk's fault, man. It's in the snow. It's his fault. Everybody that's looking for spring weather to come through, he praying stuck in the winter time. Don't come to New York with that nonsense. You don't want that. You don't want no more snow.
Yeah, 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 it's kind of my fault. I just like the snow, man. I like the snow.
Man, brother, you can have it. Please bring on the flowers and the bees and all that. The only thing I don't like about the summertime is the bugs. That's it.
Sucks. Yeah, yeah.
The flies and mosquitoes. Yeah, but everything else, I'm good, man. I haven't had too much snow. When you're young, it's fun. You know, because you can just toss the snow and throw it and play football in it and all kind of stuff. But
I know, you ain't got no worries and whatnot.
Yeah, when you're grown, you're like, oh, my gosh, man, I'm trying to time to shovel this. A dish for this shovel. People up here stealing bags of salt and all kind of stuff, man.
I know, man. But, you know, is you know what, though? The thing about the snow is, for me, like, it's still fast. Like, for me, it still looks good. It still looks good falling. I still, like, appreciate the beauty of it. And it still amazes me about, like, as I'm watching snowfall, it's still amazing to me that there's no two snowflakes the same. Like, I'm just like, and I'm just watching it as it falls, and it's like, wow. It is kind of like that, you know, when, as the Bible says, you know, that God has every hair of your head numbered.
Yeah,
and it's like, wow, like, that's a lot of people and that's a lot of hair. And I guess it could be, you know, just a metaphor for, you know, he knows us that well or whatever. I don't know, but
right.
It's still amazing. Just the phrase anyway is amazing to me.
You know, it's funny because I was gonna, now I feel bad about it, but I was gonna ask the question. You know, that they say no two snowflakes are the same, and it just leads me to, you know, I always have to ask, how do they know? And who is they? You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? How do you know that there's no snowflake the same? Like, you can't monitor that. How do you monitor that? You know what I mean? I mean, theoretically, you know, I could see, you know, but I'll leave that alone. You know,
I was trying to fantasize rainbows and unicorns, and you over here talking about how you know there's unicorns. Yeah.
Well, look, man, I gotta ask. You know, I just can't take things face value. You know, I gotta ask. But anyway, we was kind of, you know, I always ask JS, you know, what's popping in the street, whatever. But I happened to run past a newspaper article that kind of caught my eye. And it was something that happened out in Staten Island where, you know, allegedly this 86-year-old man shot his grandson and his grandson's fiancé.
Wow.
And from what I've read, yeah, I haven't heard the whole story, but from what I've read, it was, he killed the fiance, unfortunately. He shot the grandson in the face, and he killed himself. He wound up killing himself. And
he killed the fiance, the grandfather killed the fiance of his grandson?
Yes. And he killed himself. Nope, he didn't try to kill the grandson. Allegedly he was trying to kill the grandson, but he shot his grandson in the face, and his grandson's in the hospital, and his grandson was the one telling the story to the newspaper, you know, telling his side, I guess, to the newspaper. And unfortunately, the fiance passed, and the grandfather actually turned the gun on himself and shot himself. After fleeing the scene, you know, he shot himself. Now, the thing that stood out to me was the reason that they said it was for, and it was because they were trying to evict the grandson and the fiance from the house that the grandfather was residing in. You know, briefly what I caught was the son's mother, which is the grandfather's daughter. Follow me now. So the grandfather,
I'm trying.
Daughter,
uh-huh.
Right, the grandfather, the 86-year-old man, the grandfather, his daughter. Owned the house, But she had some medical condition. I think she had Alzheimer's or something, and she wound up moving back to Puerto Rico. So the grandfather was occupying the house, and so was her son and her son's fiance. So they were trying to get the son and the fiance evicted from the house. You know, I guess I don't know if they had a drug issue or what the situation was. But my thing is, you know, what interests me was how, you know, in the Bible how it says, you know, all these different things are going to be going on, you know, towards the end times and all of that. Right. And it just seems to me that, you know, it's so many different stories that recently have been coming up as far as, like, family members getting violent against other family members and mothers, you know, harming their kids and things of that nature. And it's just crazy to me. I'm like, you know, really? Like, what kind of an eviction notice is a bullet? Like, when does it get that serious? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, if that's what, it shouldn't have to get that bad, you know? I just don't get it. I mean, when you send an 86-year-old man,
yeah,
gun toting, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy, man.
I agree. I agree. That is crazy. Like, I mean, at least in the Wild Wild West, they were like, yo, you know, you got till sundown. But,
you know what I mean?
But, I mean, it is, but you got to take into account of what we're working with. You know, we're getting this all from the grandson. So, the story could be flawed. As, you know, how they say it is, you know, a couple sides to the story or whatever. Because that's just, it just seems just so outlandish, yo. That is crazy. But, you know how you're trying to do right and it's always, mm-hmm, it always seems like something goes wrong. Like my mother used to say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You know, I used to hear, you can't win for losing. But these are black things. Black things in a black household. But anyway, there's young lady named Shanisha Taylor.
Okay.
Out in Arizona. And Scottsdale, mm-hmm, Arizona, and you know, we're talking about the weather out here on the East Coast, the Northeast Coast. But you know, it's a little warm out there in Arizona, and she found herself locked up. Last week because she left. Allegedly, she had left two children in the car with the, you know, you know, car not running or whatever, and
I think I heard some about that story.
She had a 2-year-old and a 6-month old, and she left them in the car. But the thing was, you know, we've heard countless stories about, you know, people leaving kids in the car, you know, when it's too hot and you know, and all of that.
Right, right.
But you know, Shanice's what's this called, Miss Taylor, because.
Taylor,
her issue was apparently, or according to her, she was trying to make ends meet, and she was she didn't have a stable place to live. And when she left the kids in the car, it was because she was in an interview trying to
get a job.
And when the police came, or somebody called, because they, you know, saw or heard the kids in the car, and the police came, and they came to the fire department or whatever. They got the kids out of the car, and blah, blah, blah. And I guess they waited around for her to come out. And from the time the first phone call to the authorities had happened, between that time and the time that Ms. Taylor had came back out to the car had been about, you know, according to the police, had been about 45 minutes. And and so she was, you know, so they waited out for her. She's 35 years old, they waited out for her. She came out. She was in her interview or whatever. So needless to say, she didn't get the job, but she did get, you know, she did get a nice pair of handcuffs. on the kids went to whatever they go to in Arizona, in the state of Arizona,
okay.
as they figure stuff out. But it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, dang, if you do and dang if you don't. I mean, you really can't make a 6 month old and a 2 year old to a job interview. You know, and
right.
She said she didn't have anybody to watch them. You know, again, as far as I'm concerned, you know, my own opinion, drawing my own opinion here. Holes in the story,
right.
Because, you know, 6 month old, dang, like you just had a child. Like
right.
6 months ago, you just had a child. Like, I don't know how the child came about, you know,
right.
Like, you know, as far as, you know, and by that I mean, I don't know if she, you know, had a boyfriend and they broke up, or, you know, was married and got divorced and, you know, at that time, or, you know,
right.
or maybe, you know, it was an unfortunate, you know, conception. But,
right.
But you just had a child. Like, you ain't got nobody to watch the kids.
Man, sometimes, you know, it's hard. I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes it's like that.
Yeah,
you know, and they just don't have anybody who, you know, who they would be willing to leave the kids with. They probably feel like the kids are safer with them in the car, you know?
Right.
You don't know if
that's
it's the other parent is on drugs or in the streets or, you know, they get it popping in Arizona, you know, in some of them places. But the other thing, though, the flip side of that is, you know, initially when you said that to me, I'm thinking Arizona. I'm like, yeah, it is hot in Arizona. Like, for your kids to be in a car, you know, and I don't know what the weather is like, you know, now in Arizona. Like, you know, I don't really know. I would assume
it wasn't as hot as Friday when she left them, but it is hot out there right now.
Okay, so, yeah. Like Arizona, and I've been through Arizona. Arizona is not no joke. I mean, it ain't no joke. The heat that's in that place is they're like next door to hell in that place. Shout out to Arizona and all the survivors because I don't know how y'all do it. But anyway, so yeah, you know, I can see where that would be dangerous, you know, out there. Plus, but like you said, it's just an unfortunate situation because it's not like she was being. You know, I guess in some people's opinions, she was being negligent, but at least she was trying to, you know, she probably was doing the
better
that she
could. She's trying to better her situation. You got people that complain because, people of this type of statistic, on government support. And,
right.
you know, here you have somebody that's, you know, that's trying to do better. And, and this was the only way she saw at the time. It was the best situation. But the
right.
good part about the story is that, there was a number of people that felt like you and I feel. And and there was a online, a website, I guess, made for a fundraiser for her.
Okay.
And she had a $9,000, they had a $9,000 goal for her. To help her with her legal expenses, and with 975 supporters as of it's last reported, they raised $27,000.
With her
legal expenses. So
lawyer take that case.
Right. So I think has a happy ending.
Yeah. I really hope and I pray that she gets a really fair, decent judge, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I really hope she gets a decent judge, you know,
and
a decent job that can see her situation. I'm pretty sure right at this point, she ain't have a problem getting the job. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to do all of this just to get a job. Somebody, I think, would hire her. You know, hopefully
right.
she's qualified. I don't know, but you know,
right.
I'll pray the best for her, man. You know, and hopefully
yeah.
she's in a situation where yeah. she doesn't have to do that. You know, at least she can
yeah.
get some daycare situation. You know, something. You know,
no doubt.
Thank God nothing happened to the kids because I'm sure, you know,
yeah.
she probably would really feel horrible, you know, if
right.
something did happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So thank
Absolutely.
God for that, too.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so, you know, sometimes when, getting into the show today, sometimes when certain subjects come up and, you know, me and JS get to talking and it just morphs into a show. So our conversation, I forget the exact origin of our conversation, how this show came about. I don't know, JS, do you recall the exact origin of our conversation?
As you're speaking, I'm trying to. But I mean, the title of today's show is Coming to God's Defense.
Mm-hmm.
With the question of should we tolerate disrespect towards God?
Right.
And I know, like you said, we were throwing around random things, just kind of having conversation, honestly, which is how we come up with a lot of shows is out of just conversation and or
right.
you know, just you know questions and like you know questions or what that spawns conversation. But
right.
but I don't
nice
recall
radio,
exactly the exact origin of this particular conversation. But but yeah, it was definitely the whole. I know I was thinking about the. You have to help me again with this. With the different religions,
right?
With the different religions we have, the different religions have their God that they
mm-hmm.
pray to and that they and that they submit to, and we got a Buddha, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the Muslims or what is the one God if I may
mm-hmm.
the one God that excuse me I'm sorry
mm-hmm.
is the one God the one God where
Mr. J.S. choked up out there, y'all.
Hey, it's over there. That's odd. Lord, but the one God where publicly or press wise or media
mm-hmm.
that they're just not allowed to speak of or like depict a picture of or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember his name. Right now.
Yeah, I don't either exactly, but I know that there was some conflict before in the news about it.
Right. But anyway, it was just, I know when we're speaking of it, it just kind of like irritates me that, we cannot depict a picture of him, in the media or whatever, or that particular
right.
religion. There'll be an uproar in that particular religion, and
right.
Forgive the expression, it'll be hell to pay.
Right.
But then when you look at the Christians, then and the God that we serve, the God of all gods,
right.
the God that we serve, it's okay. For people to depict, pictures or whatever, tell stories or take our God's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. When somebody, you're at work or you're out somewhere, and somebody says, using the acronyms of, an explicit, phrase and they say GD, then,
mm-hmm.
Then us as Christians, then we're supposed to be okay with it, or at least not okay with it, but, we're not supposed to do anything about it
mm-hmm.
because of our religion. And it kind of just rubs me the wrong way a little, because it's like, here you are, because I remember back in the day, son, back
right.
in the day when I was in school, like, we had them, your mama jokes and stuff like that, but they was
right.
always... there was always that sensitive point. You could always, have that button on somebody where, you'd be like, your mama, is so dumb that,
and
you're like,
right.
hold on.
And then it's
over. It's, Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's fight time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we don't have that fight time. You know, you feel me, right? And as Christians, we don't have that fight time. We're talking about God. Like, we're talking about God. And, you know, the God that we are living and to die for. And it's okay that somebody, it's okay that when I'm at work Mr. Johnson gets upset and he can throw his papers in the air and yell out GD, like, and I'm supposed to be like, I'm not supposed to say it's fight time.
I feel you on that. And you know, sometimes I felt that way, but, you know, just playing the other side of it, think, like, really, do we, you know, that's why we ask the question, should we tolerate the disrespect from God, but do we need to come to God's defense? I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about it myself because there's certain things that offend me. Certain things, you know, I feel it almost makes me cringe for the person. Not necessarily for me, but for the person. Like, when I hear people say stuff like, you know, they say certain phrases or certain, and this is where, shout to Sassarella, because we had a conversation. My cousin, we had a conversation about this, and that came up where, you know, she was saying, you know, a lot of these rappers and people in music and stuff like that and certain lies that they say is, like, blatantly disrespectful, you know, to God. And then, you know, and it was upsetting her. And I was saying, you know, my response was, it doesn't really surprise me with certain people because they don't really have an understanding, a full understanding, you know, of what it's about, what Christianity is about or whatever. So they don't really know God, so they have a lack of reverence for him, you know. And to me, I feel like it makes me cringe to them because they don't have, because of their lack of reverence. Because I know, I understand what can come along with that. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, do I need to jump at this person for what they're saying? Do I need to step in and, you know, and tell this person? Am I supposed to tell this person, you know what I mean? Like, am I supposed to jump up and want to fight this person because of it?
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if you know, there, you know, back in the day in school, and you said something about Ralph's dad being out of work or whatever, you know, oh yeah, that's why your daddy ain't had no job in like 10 years, you know, whatever, and y'all can't afford to get the new, you know, Atari 2600. So, you know, then it's a sensitive spot for Ralph, and you know, he slips out, his fight time or whatever. But it's not like his dad can't take up for himself. You know what I'm saying? It's not like Ralph's dad can't come in here and smash you in the face. You know, but Ralph is like, nah, I'm not gonna go out like that. You're talking about my family. That's my household. That's where I'm. That's what I represent every day. Like, you know, you're talking about who I am. And that, you know, I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about who I am.
Now, look, I feel you because I'll probably be quicker. I have been quicker to jump to the defense of somebody I love even before myself. So I feel you on that. But here's the thing. Like, if somebody says something about you, right, JS, right, somebody say something about you crazy, and they just constantly talking crazy about you, I'm going to step in and I'm going to say something, I'm going to do something about it.
Right.
Because that's just what it is. Now, you know, for the record, it might not be right what I do, but I'm just saying that I would probably do something because of it, right? Especially if you're not present at the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
But here's the difference. The difference is if you're present at the time, right, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at you and be like, yo, what you want to do? I got you. You know what I'm saying? So if you get a word like, yo, we going to handle this situation, then I would be more, now we're talking high school now, right? Let's go back. No, I'm lying. We're talking right now. So if you say something crazy, I ain't rolling out on the radio. We're talking about right now. If you say something, if somebody says something crazy and you look at me and you say, look, we got to handle this situation, I got your back. I'm going to come to your defense,
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're going to do whatever the situation requires or whatever, right?
But
you're present. So at the same time, if you're present and you say, nah, Jay, let that go. It don't matter what they say, mm-hmm. right? I might be ready to do something, and you telling me, yo, chill, out of respect for you, I'm a chill.
I might not want to chill.
You know what I'm saying? I might not want to chill. I might be looking at you like, what you mean, chill? But if you say chill, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to chill. So to me, I feel like with God, it's different because, just like with the example of the father, like, okay, boom, the father, father can come defend himself, but the father's not there in the schoolyard, you know what I'm saying, or in the lunchroom or whatever. And if the father is there, more than likely he ain't going to fight no kid because the kid, he will look crazy fighting a little kid in the schoolyard, and he's a grown man over something that the little kid said. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how I view how God views when people say stuff, you know, about him or whatever, what have you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like, he's like, look, I already got, it's already in the works for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, for whatever it is, that depending on what it is, I guess. You know what I mean? But my point is that God can handle his own business. I don't need to go in fighting for God unless God sends me in there fighting for him. That's how I feel. Like I said, I'm on the fence about it because there's certain things that might happen that I will jump to the defense for, and I can name that, but I ain't going to do it yet. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
First off, definitely the phone lines are open. Phone lines are open.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. It's 347-637-2419. Just give us your opinion on it. If you're on the line already, hit number one. But give us your opinion on it.
I'm curious.
I feel what you're saying. Yes, I feel what you're saying. But I mean, this is a blatant disrespect for our Father. God of all gods, King of all kings, mm-hmm. somebody's, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, whatever they got to say, about our family, and it's just, it rubs me the wrong way, and it's, I don't know if, it just doesn't feel right being okay with it. Like, it don't feel
right.
Saying nothing about it. Like, okay, maybe I don't call off and right turn Clyde him. Maybe I don't just say, that was far back. Maybe I'll just hit him with a right cross. But, should we at least say something? Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the office, or if I'm in school, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, if I'm out in public mm-hmm. and I do something that offends somebody, if I pick my nose, if I belch really loud while somebody's talking, I'm in a meeting, and, I just mm-hmm. had lunch, I'm in a meeting now at work, and just all of a sudden, bad, what I'm saying?
Right.
Then everybody's looking at me like I just offended the entire room, and you at least better say sorry. At least, if not, just get up and leave.
Right.
You better do one of the two. But they're not even going on until that situation is handled. And I'm supposed to be I'm supposed to be okay when somebody offends my God.
I'm with you on that.
It's okay. It's not okay for me to offend you. It's not okay for me to say something about, to just do something that may offend you. Like, I'm not even talking about, saying, oh, girl, that's some ugly shoes. Like, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about something that may offend you. I have a coworker. I have a coworker that, hates when she hates the sound when somebody cracks their back. And I have a habit of cracking my back because it gives my lower back relief. And sometimes I'll forget that she, you know, that she, how she feels about that sound. And she'll, okay. you know, I may be by her desk, you know, going over something or whatever. She's, you know, give me an answer, and I might grab the wall and twist my back and just crack, 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 crack. You know, Mr. You know, and whatever. And so I'm like, you know, oh, my fault. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Uh-huh.
I apologize because I offended her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is the same person that, do she forget a sailor? She make a sailor look like a schoolgirl when it comes to her language.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and I'm supposed to be okay with that? Like, you know, like, you offend me, but
right.
I can't offend you. Like, you offend, and I'm not even talking about offense on the, you know, on the level of, you know, you know, you had too many onions at, you know, during lunch and you might let a few go, well, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, but I'm talking about, you're offending my God. You're talking about my God here. And,
right.
you know, and I'm supposed
no,
to say
right.
nothing. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm
no,
not supposed
right.
to say
it's
shut
like
up.
Me. But the thing is, it's like, you, you know, here's the thing, the dilemma. It's like, I'm trying to figure out what is it that we would say. You know, because at the end of the day,
shut up.
Yeah, but you can't. Because look, you know what's hard. You know what's hard, because I used to feel, it used to be like this, where, you know, if you, for example, right, you might have some language, you know, outside of the home or whatever. But if there's like a, you know, like, you know, imagine when you're young or whatever, and you're flying off at the mouth, and a elder or older person comes around, you kind of would watch your mouth, you know what I'm saying,
right.
the things you say,
right.
and not even cursing. I just mean, like, just the conversation that you have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of respect for that person, you know, the older
right.
person, you know, out of respect, you would watch, you know, watch your mouth or whatever. But times are changing. You know what I mean? And even then, there were some people who just didn't do that, you know, but... You know, but it's like when somebody's saying certain things and they add, like, they curse and use God in the curse, right?
Right.
That bothers me. Like, depending on our relationship, I'll tell you. Like, I used to tell people, you know, like, yo, don't say that. Not because it offends me, per se, though. You know what I mean? I would say it
uh-huh.
because I'm concerned for them, the person that's saying it. I'm like, it scares me. I'm scared for them. So, you know, I'm telling you, like, you know, I would tell the person, like, yo, don't say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to me, I feel like I'm not really running to God's defense. I'm kind of running to that person's defense, you know, against God. I'm trying to help them out before God takes action on the person. Because, you know, if we attack people, because to me, that's part of the problem, you know, that we have. And when I say we, I mean, as like a church community or what have you, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, as a whole, it's like we've gotten this reputation of being so judgmental, you know.
Yes,
and so
yes.
We got to be a little bit careful, I think. We got to be a little bit careful, a little bit more tactful in the way that we respond to people, because they just don't have a natural reverence for God. That's dying out every year
yeah.
that this world
yeah.
spends is dying out
yeah.
more and more.
It is.
You know what
I
I'm saying? So
I agree.
But you
it
know,
is.
And
it
I
is. And that part is scary. And I to me, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like it's commendable that you have that that compassion for another
mm.
soul, that you that you know, you're more offended, or you're more as far as, the offense is
right.
kind of secondary, you know, and you're putting their own soul, you know, first, like, you know, listen, for
mm-hmm.
your sake, you know, you might want
right.
to shut up.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's commendable. And peace be to you, my brother. But, I was just going to say it.
But I got to be honest. I mean, on the flip side, see, you are commendable, more commendable than I, because I have a real issue. The reason why I feel compassion is because we're expecting somebody who does not claim, right, to have the same God that we have, or to serve
right.
the same God that we have, and we're holding them to standards as if they did reverence and serve the same God that we do. So how can we, you know, jump all over that person when they never claim to even have a relationship with the God that we have? Now,
because I'm like all the things that you could say, like, why not just yell out, "Holy Buddha"? What the heck? Why do you got to be, you know, Jesus something, blah, blah, blah? You know, what the heck?
Right.
Why are you like some Ali Akwan?
Right, right.
Whatever.
But you know, you can't. It's not.
Else. Why do you got to come
it's
out
not,
with
it? It's culture. It's the cliche, I guess, of it all. You know, because this is what people, is what they hear, you know, is what they used to. But now here's where I do have a problem. And here's where I do get offended. And here's where I do want to strike back real hard, right? Because there's
uh-huh.
very little tolerance for this, for me.
Tell them why you're mad, son.
And this is where, you know, well, like I said, you're a little bit more patient and commend, you know, you get commended for this because there's less mercy in my heart, I guess you could say, for this. People who do claim serve the God that we do, and they're doing stuff that's just not right, like telling lies and messing up doctrine. And, you know, things of that nature. Now, I can't say I'm coming to God's defense, but I have negative, below zero tolerance for that. And I will say something at any given moment for that.
The way I see it, you're coming to God's defense. To explain a little better for those listening, what Jay is talking about is when somebody, you know, let's just say, for example, you have a pastor who is blatantly teaching incorrect word to his people.
Lying to people.
Because, you know, maybe his own vendetta against whatever he may be speaking about. But, you know, and he's, you know, and he's trying to, and he's using scripture to try to, you know, help his way through. But, you know, he knows what he's saying is incorrect, but he's trying to get his people to believe, you know, this way. And I feel you on that. And I feel you
yeah,
on that.
Or taking,
you know,
people money or selling handkerchiefs.
I hate to be judgmental.
I try very hard not to be judgmental, right, about it. But the truth is the truth. I mean, what else can I say? You know what I'm saying? I said it earlier. I don't know. It ain't that many different ways to tell the truth, man. The truth is the truth. There's many ways
right.
to tell a lie. There's only a few ways to tell the truth. So
that is true.
That's something that's, in, to me, is intolerable, and I feel that we have a duty to say something about it. But I could be wrong. Like I said, I could be wrong about that, but I don't see how you're just going to stand by, especially people in the church who sitting there listening to this nonsense, knowing better, and not saying anything. Letting people get led astray and not saying anything. To me, I feel like that's a problem. Now, if I'm wrong, 347-637-2419, holla at me, please, because this is something that I probably do need help with, because I just cannot tolerate that. Not at all. If I have an opportunity to say something about it, I'm going to say something.
My opinion, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
– you are coming to God's defense, you know, because you feel offended for the thing, because they are disrespecting the things of God and they are disrespecting the word of God, and so you are coming
yeah.
to God's defense. And
yeah, but it's because they know better.
Yeah, right.
Or
right.
They should,
right.
Rather,
right.
They should. You know, that's the judgment.
They should exactly. See now, you feel me? Go ahead. They should know better. In some cases, you can talk my.
You go ahead and talk. I'm gonna work this out in silence with myself. Go ahead.
This is the definition of insert foot. You know, it's about but.
It is a judgment, yo. I admit it is a judgment, but that's something that's very odd, man. Because I feel like, you know, if you're claiming to be the examples that we are to other people, you know, it's something if somebody's not claiming to be a believer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't claim to be a believer, then you're liable to do whatever. You don't follow the same rule book that we follow.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, but if you claim to follow the same rule book, and you're doing it all wrong, and you're messing other people's minds up. That's why I get offended, and I equate it to the, you know, the difference between, like, and again, you know, like I said, I could be wrong or missing something, and I'm open to that because I want the truth. I want to be right. So, but to me, I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like, you know, it's sort of like the difference between when somebody was doing something wrong and Jesus had compassion on them, who didn't know any better. You understand what I'm saying? Like somebody like Paul, who eventually got changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or Saul, I should say, who eventually got changed. You know what I mean? As opposed to, because he didn't know any better. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't know any better. But those people, those merchants, the difference is those merchants who were inside the temple selling doves and all kind of stuff in the temple, they knew better. You understand what I'm saying? They knew what they were doing. They knew they were cheating people. They knew they were cheating people. And they did it. And then Jesus did what he did. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying is like, and I'm not trying to say that I got the authority to do that, you know, anytime I feel like it. But I mean, like, that's why I get so offended at that, because I'm like, you're turning God's people and ruining lives, you know what I'm saying? Like you're messing people's heads up on purpose, you know. And I feel I feel the need to ride on. I sign up for that soldier duty. I sign up for that mission. If God wants to send me on that one, I'm down.
Yeah, listen, I was. You got to be careful, you know, being that yes man. That yes man means that person that, you know, that's quick to say, you know, yes, because you know, somebody may be, you know, on your side or whatever. I was visiting a church today, and you know, I was visiting a church today, and I just want to say this, you know, this Sunday morning service is for the birds. I had a hard time getting up this morning, y'all. I would say for those who don't know, you know, the church that I attend, Church of Redeem, we have church on Saturday evening, and so we've been doing it for a year or so now, a year and a half or whatever. So now I'm not used to getting up on a Sunday morning to go to church. I was visiting this morning, and as hard as it was for me to get up, but I was visiting the church this morning, And the bishop got up and he was, you know, he was talking and he was saying his thing or whatever. And he said a couple things that kind of, you know, he said some things that, you know, had me amening. But then, and when I'm at somebody else's church, you know, when you're at home, you're in your home base, you know, you kind of, you know, generally, you know, what's coming across the pulpit or whatever. So, so you know, sometimes you can amen with it before they finish the sentence. When I'm somewhere else, I'm on my guard. You know, I'm not. You know, I'm not judgmental of what somebody's saying, but I'm just careful. I'm
listening
well.
Extra hard.
Yes. I'm listening extra hard to what they're saying across the pulpit, because I don't want to yay and amen, you know, everything they say. And so, he had me on amen roll, and then he said something that I wasn't even sure what he said. And I had to all my amens. I'm like, okay. I'll wait till I'm finished. I'll wait until you say something else before you get an amen.
Hey, I'm so old school. That reminds me of I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Anybody who see that movie?
In the park. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, if y'all seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, we can move.
Like, yes, well.
Right, exactly. They're like, hey, man, isn't it? Whoa. Don't know about that one, brother.
Exactly.
Nah, I wasn't even clear as to what he was saying, so I don't know. I'm not saying what he was saying was incorrect or I didn't go along with it. I just
all right.
But you do have to be mindful of what people mm-hmm. are saying, is my point.
Right.
What people are saying before you attempt to go along with it. And
right.
You know, and it's just the words that people use, man, sometimes, you know, a lot of times they don't mean to offend. You know, it could be mm-hmm. a habit, you know, or whatever. But they, because somebody, if you're in an everyday environment, if you're at a mm-hmm. work establishment, you're in school, then the people surrounding you should know where you stand.
Right.
They should know where you stand. If they don't, let's please correct that. But they mm-hmm. should know where you stand. So therefore, if they are hauling off a bunch of explicitives, which is offensive in itself, but you know, when they go so far as to take, you know, your God's name in vain, you know, then I just, sometimes they may not be deliberately being offensive. You know, maybe, you know, they're not,
right.
You know. You know, sometimes I feel, and this is my fault. This is my fault. I know this is me, but sometimes I take it kind of personal. Like, you know, like you're doing, you already know where I stand. You know who I represent.
Right. That's it. Yeah,
so, you know,
I see that.
So for you, regardless of where you stand and who you're serving, you
mm-hmm.
know where I stand. So for you
right.
to say that, I'm offended by it. You know, and
yeah,
I'm not
sometimes
saying, you know,
it can be blatant disrespect.
Exactly. And I'm not saying have
yeah,
a bad job brawl over it, but I'm
right.
just saying, should we at least just speak up and say, hey, you know, I was with you until you said that, you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because isn't it something else, Johnny, that you could have said other than that?
Right. You know what? I'm with you on that. And I very rarely toss out scriptures, but I just, you know, you had said something that was important where you were saying you don't want to be a yes man. You want to, like, hear what people are saying and, you know, just don't take what they're
yeah.
saying. And I got to throw this scripture. It's 2 Timothy 2:15 where it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just part of it. But, you know, which means check it out for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and excuse me, and as far as responding to people who, you know, who should know where you stand, yeah, you're right, because I can see where, you know, sometimes almost like somebody, you know, when you basically you can say, you know, listen, I don't like people eating in my car. You know, you've said
right.
this on more than one occasion. So you know the person knows you don't like nobody eating in your car, and then they get in
right.
your car, and then they open up a Snicker bar and start eating. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And then, you know, and then they're like, oh, this is not a plate of food, you know, something like that. Yes, you would get offended. So I see that. Somebody knows where you stand, you know, as far as your faith, and then they go and say something, you know, offensive. But, again, the way that we handle it, not
yes.
that we
yes.
can't say something or do something, but the way that we handle it. Because sometimes, you're right, that guilt feeling will come because you're like, yo, I should have just checked this person on this. Or
mm-hmm.
I should have just said something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
am I...
Yeah.
You kind of feel like a punk. Like, am I scared to say something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it like me, you know, not wanting to say something? You know, but
right.
no, you should say something. But just be led, you know, be led in what you say.
Right.
You know, I think that's the most important thing, because what you say and what you do is what's going to show God in you to that person. Because if they say, God used God's name in a curse or something, and then you curse them out for doing it without using God's name, it's just as bad or worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't wild on somebody just because of that. You got to be cool. You know what I mean? And, yes, you can curse, and it's just as bad sometimes when you don't use the words. You know, there's other ways of, you know, doing it.
The old old Southern folks used to call it shoe cussing. And this is when you use a word, like instead of using the actual curse word.
Exactly.
You mean that word, but you use another word.
and that was the definition of shoe cussing.
Yeah, and replacement. And that was the definition of shoe cussing. You know, so, give me an example, Jay.
One thing my pops, he wouldn't curse, but he'd be like, man, ain't this a blip? You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, and I go up like, oh, blip, what is that? Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Something like that, we had our little filler words. You know, we used to just use like initials or abbreviations. Because I know one time I actually had like with our crew, we had to consciously talk to each other like, okay, the curse is getting out of control, guys. We got to like do something about this, help each other to change our language. So we just used to use, you know, abbreviations until we weaned ourselves off. You know, and now you know we're pretty good. For the most part, but
it was worth it. Yeah,
yeah, for the most part. But anyway,
this ain't about me.
Exactly. Anyway, I know people. Some of my friends probably listening. Like, hey man, he's throwing us under the bus.
Right. You're right. I totally agree. I think, you know, I think we should be assuming that we are, you know, praying at all times, then I believe that we should be led to say, you know, whenever we say something, if we say something, we should be led as to when and what to say.
Right.
Because sometimes it is okay just to let go because God is going to deal with it another way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are times when now is the opportune time for you to glorify him and show that person who doesn't, you know, share the same faith, but show them where you stand and how we do things our way. You know what I'm saying? We don't punch you in the face. But we will make it known, hey, listen, you're stepping on my toes. So, you know, why don't you find another way of doing it? You know, there's different things that we can say, different ways we can do it, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, and the important thing is being led by God. But overall, you know, I don't think that we should be okay with people offending our God. I don't think we should be okay with it. Whether it's for us to say something at that time or not, we still shouldn't. It shouldn't feel okay. It should feel. Mm-hmm. It should be an uncomfortable feeling. It should rub us the wrong way. You know, it might not be. You know, it might not be for any for us to say anything to that person at that time. But it should rub you the wrong way. Because if not, then you're going to follow suit, and you're going to disrespect your God blatantly. And and you definitely don't want that, because God is going to deal with you. Much harsher than he's going to deal with the other person.
Exactly.
So, but I don't think we should be okay with that.
Now, I was going to say, there's many different ways to respond to it. And I just want to make it clear that God does not need us to come to his defense.
Right.
He doesn't need us to come to his defense. But what there's a thin line sometimes between coming to, you know, not tolerating disrespect and not standing up for God, or rather denying him. There's different ways of denying God. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes denying him is not saying something in a situation where he is urging you to say something, you know, and vice versa. So that's why we got